From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a controversy has erupted over payments to Iran and the release of U.S. hostages. On the same day in January that Iran released four American hostages, the United States airlifted $400 million in foreign currencies to that country. The U.S. government says the money was sent to settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement and denies suggestions that the exchange amounted to a ransom payment. Here is White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
That's something that we told the Iranians that we would not do. We would not, we have not, we will not pay a ransom to secure the release of U.S. citizens. That's a fact. That is our policy and is one that we have assiduously followed.
Josh Earnest. The United States and its allies pressed the U.N. Security Council Wednesday to condemn North Korea after the North test-fired a missile into Japanese-controlled waters. No date was announced for a follow-up session on the matter, but U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told reporters after the meeting there were strong condemnations from all 15 council members during the closed-door discussions. A Washington, D.C. transit policeman has been arrested on charges of attempting to provide support to the Islamic State group. It is the first time terrorism charges have been filed against a U.S. law enforcement officer. The U.S. Supreme Court has put on hold a court ruling that required a Virginia school district to allow a transgendered high school student to use the boys' bathroom. The high court issued the ruling while they decide whether to review an appeals court ruling in the case. U.S. President Barack Obama has shortened the sentences of 214 inmates from U.S. federal prisons. The White House says it's the largest batch of commutations on a single day in more than a century. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declined to support the re-election campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan, but Trump's running mate Mike Pence Wednesday enthusiastically endorsed Ryan. Trump has angered his party's leadership by refusing to endorse Ryan or Senator John McCain in their primary campaigns, even though both men have extended support to Trump. Pence told Fox News that Trump strongly encouraged him to endorse Ryan, but American media are calling the endorsement an unusual split between the candidates at the top of a party ticket. Pence campaigned Wednesday in Colorado.
For the sake of our security, for the sake of our prosperity, let's decide here in Colorado that Hillary Clinton will never be elected president of the United States of America.
At another rally, also in Colorado, Clinton repeated President Barack Obama's assertion that Trump is no doubt unfit to be commander-in-chief.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
A new public opinion poll released by Fox News Wednesday night shows Clinton expanding her lead over Trump with a 10 percentage point edge. 33 members of the U.S. military have contracted the Zika virus overseas, including one pregnant woman. Pentagon officials say all of those infected were stationed in countries where the virus has been identified. In addition, six family members of military personnel have also been infected. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has begun the first clinical trial of an experimental Zika vaccine. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, made the announcement. The Islamic State militant group says its West African affiliate, Boko Haram, has a new leader. In its weekly magazine, IS published an interview with a man identified as Abu Musab al-Barnawi, who the group called its governor for West Africa. AP reports he is threatening to bomb churches and kill Christians while stopping attacks on Muslim mosques. The intelligence firm Site, which monitors the online activities of terrorist groups, says the magazine gave no information on the status of Boko Haram's previous leader, Abu Bakr Shekau. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The ANC has dominated national politics since 1994, but under President Jacob Zuma, the party's reputation has been tarnished by corruption scandals, unemployment in the country, and lingering economic inequality. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.